If you have no story to tell, then you don't exist. It's that plain and simple. As an artist, you got to be able to have a story because story sells. Just think about as you were growing up, what did you always hear? Stories. There's a story about this, story about that. And a lot of them are morality stories, stories about, you know, to spur the imagination, everything like that. As humans, we run off of stories. So as an artist, you have to tell a story, right? I'm not talking about telling a lie and telling a fictional story, right? But you have to tell your story. A lot of artists I see out here, they try to live behind a facade, or they try to just let the music speak for itself, which is one of the things that I fucking can't stand the most when I hear artists say that. I ask them, I say, hey, you know, that's a dope track. What's your marketing plan for it? They're like, oh, I'm just gonna let the music speak for itself. I'm like, well, it's not gonna fucking talk very much then, because you're not letting it be around people to talk. See what I'm saying? You know, apologize for the wind a little bit, y'all, if you guys hear that, but I'm out here on my morning walk in nature. It's where I get to think about things and come here, you know, at least once a week and try to talk to y'all about something that's important with music marketing and stuff. So if you guys like this, make sure you, you know, like, share, follow, subscribe, all that fun shit, right? But anyway, Apex Music System, Music Making Sense Podcast. Anyway, enough of that plug, right? But no, it's all about story. You got to have these people intrigued in you. You know, I tell artists all the time, like, look, there's over 100,000 songs that get uploaded every day to Spotify and, you know, of course, the other DSPs, right? Every day, 100,000. And Spotify even says that a large percentage of those never even get up, you know, 100 plays in a year, let alone 1,000 plays in a year, right? They said, I can't remember the percentage, but it's a significant percentage. I think it's like 30% or something crazy. Never even have a single stream over the course of a year. So, you know, I heard Wendy Day talk about that one time, and she's like, are you serious? You know, as an artist, you're being incredibly lazy because you're not even listening to your own music on Spotify as a quality check, right? You're not even just listening to it one time as a quality check to make sure it got uploaded properly, you know? And that's because people are like, oh, if I just release it, then it'll be good. But no, that doesn't work. People have to have a reason to stream your music. They have to have a reason to buy your music, to support you in any way, shape, or form, whether it's merch or donations or just sharing your content, listening to your content, following you, stuff like that. People have to actually like you, because we have an abundance of choice right now in society. And if you don't stand out, then you never existed. It's that simple, you know? And as an artist, as a musician, when you are putting your emotions, your thoughts, your feelings, everything like that into your music, you're doing it because it's a form of expression. But then also, you want to be able to connect with people on that basis. You know, think about any of the artists that have ever influenced you the most in your life. Whether it's, you know, that artist that you listen to when you're having a bad day, you got kind of like a low, depressed type of emotion or whatever, and you listen to it, it helps you, make you feel better. Or maybe some music that you listen to when, you know, you're angry or you're at the gym or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Or even just an artist who you saw make that come up, you know what I'm saying? They started in a similar situation as you, and you saw them rise above, and they're your inspiration. And then you see, you know, you respect them as an individual, because where obviously you've never probably even met them, let alone hung out with them, or you know them on a first name basis type of thing, right? They're not your friend, but you feel as though you know them as if they were your friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you were out here on the walk, right, by yourself, they would be right next to you. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's the kind of impact that a great storyteller and that a successful artist has. And that's because the story of them is told one way or another. You know, you look at Pac, you look at Biggie, you look at, you know, anybody's rags to riches story. You look at, you know, in the rock space and stuff like that. I'm from a town here in Indiana where Axl Rose and Shannon Hoon came from. Now, for those of y'all who don't know about rock, it's the lead singer of Guns N' Roses and the lead singer of Blind Melon, right? They came from here. Now, they didn't get their big bust here. See, that's another thing, too. I'll touch on that in a second. What they did is they actually, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, you had to actually move to a place that was conducive for music. And you don't have to do that no more. But what they did is they moved to California, to LA, to pursue their music. And here, where they grew up, they were seen as the losers, the rejects. You know what I'm saying? Like, the people closest to them may have known, hey, you know, this person's got some talent. You know, this person's got some drive and ambition. But in general, like, they were the outcasts of society. And so then they moved to a physical place where there were other people like them. You know? And then they became successful because then they found their other band members and, you know, history was written after that, especially with a band as big as Guns N' Roses, right? And today with the internet, you can do that at a larger scale, simpler and cheaper, because you don't have to leave your house or even your city, right? In order to make an impact on people. See, for instance, I'm here in Indiana. Where you are, as I always say, is your business, right? But I'm here in Indiana, in the woods, walking on a trail with my dogs, and I'm reaching you where you are. I didn't have to go anywhere I didn't want to go, right? Like I said, I'm in the woods, okay? I don't even have cell phone reception, all right? And I'm out here just speaking to you, having a conversation. Y'all are getting to know me by listening to this content. And the more content you consume from me, the more you get a feel for who I am as an individual, right? And so I'm able to make a connection with people all over the world, all over the United States. It doesn't matter. I don't have to go anywhere. That's the beauty of the technology that we have today. However, as an artist, you have to put yourself out there. You know, you don't have to have your kids up on the camera. You don't have to have your significant other up on the camera. You know, you don't have to be having your mama on the camera or whatever, right? But you have to put who you are as a person out there. What you stand for, what your interests are, you know, who you are, right? The personal, the hyper-personal details and stuff, you ain't gotta put that out there, okay? Can if you want to. It's not necessary, though. I mean, fuck, y'all never, go through my media, right? Y'all never see none of that hyper-personal shit from me, okay? I love the sounds of nature. Man, it's like, it's the 1st of April, and spring is definitely here in the Midwest, man. That's what I love about here. You know, it's coming out here and enjoying nature and all that has to offer. And then every day when I come out here, it looks different. You know, because here in the Midwest, we got all four seasons. And so, you know, we're just coming out of winter, where everything was brown, right? There's no green. All this green was not there a couple weeks ago, right? But now every day it's more and more green. And here in a month or so, it's gonna be completely green. You're not gonna be able to see all this. You see all these sticks and stuff like that, right? All these trees that are naked. There's gonna be some of them, you know, like the diseased and the dead ones that are gonna be naked still, but all of them are gonna be green. It's gonna be a lush canopy over me and everything like that, you know? And you're gonna hear more birds, everything like that. That's what I love about here in the Midwest. We got all four seasons, and every day is different. I love it. Some people, they love, you know, Southern California, because like Pac said, the sun's shining and it never rains, right? It's always 70 degrees no matter what, right? Unless there's some weird situation going on. And some people love that, but I love the diversity of life itself, right? Every day is different. It's a completely different temperature every day. The dew point, the humidity, the greenness of everything, the sunshine, all that is different every day. No 2 days are the same. They may be close, but they're not the same. See, right there, I just went into a little bit of a story, right? Told a story about me, what I like, and I compared it to things I don't like. So now, what do you know about me? Well, you know, okay, Harcos likes to be in the middle of nowhere. He loves nature, and he loves the ever-changing situation where he lives. He doesn't like things to be the same. I'm sure you could probably gather some more things, but that's just off top, right? Now you're getting to know me, and guess what? I didn't tell y'all nothing hyper-personal, you know? That's what you need to do as an artist. I'm going down a hill right now, so if I'm a little fucking RFK sounding in my voice, sorry. But anyway, that's fucked up. But hey, he rocks with his voice like that. But anyway, y'all know a little bit about me now. And you need to do something similar like that as well. When you're putting out your content, you know, you're putting out your music, put out random, not really random, put out authentic content that is about you, who you are, and what you can even do is you can tie it in. Like, if you guys go back and listen to this video, you'll see what I did. I brought up a fucking subject, talked about that subject, and then I tied it in to something else, right? That's exactly what y'all can do with your music as well, too. If you have a music, if you have a song, like me, I have a song called Island, and the hook goes, "All alone by myself, how I like it, though." Ooh, I just slipped down that hill. Anyway, ducks. I love the nature. Anyway, squirrel. Anyway, see my dogs? They love hanging out in the water. Anyway, it goes, "All alone by myself, how I like it though. I'm an island, ain't nobody coming close. Everybody ghost, leave me by my fucking lone. I'm an army, take the world on all alone," right? And I can be out here in nature and speak to that with my story, with the things that I like and everything. So you guys can do something similar in regards to your music. No matter what the track is about, if it's coming directly from you, if you're not writing it, you know, to try to get a hit, you know what I'm saying? If you're actually writing something that comes deep from within you, then you can create organic content surrounding that. That'll actually speak to you as an individual, you as an artist as well too. So that's what I implore every one of y'all to do, man. Life is best told through story. And story is humans' most favorite thing to indulge in. It doesn't have to be a long story like this was 13 minutes, right? You can have short stories. You can have small little poems, right? Whatever it is that you do best to describe who you are, me, it's running my mouth. So for some of y'all, it may be running your mouth. It may be poetry, maybe haikus. It may be full songs. It may be arts and craft. And maybe you never know what the fuck it is, right? Whatever it is that it's you. You get out here, tell your story. Because that's why people are not fucking with you. That's why people are not supporting you. I see it all the time. People are out here going, "Oh, well, nobody supports me here in my local area. Oh, this local area," you know, insert, you know, the city or the town for local area, right? "Oh, my local area, it just doesn't have a place for artists. Oh, you know, there's gatekeepers everywhere. Oh, nobody supports anyone around here. That's why nobody's ever came up." I hear that all the time. From people all over the fucking, all over the world, right? Not just the United States. I hear that from people in the United States and all different states. I hear that from people in fucking Canada, the UK. It's all the same. But in reality, what it is they're only looking as far as they can see. Now, if I'm looking only as far as I can see, what do I see? Literally the forest for the trees, right? But there's so much more beyond that. Because right now, I'm kind of in a valley, right? So there's so much more beyond this. I get, you know, if I climb to the top of this tree, I'll be able to see for miles. because I'll be above the hills that are in front of me right now. And that's life as well too. That's a dope metaphor that I just kind of came up with on the spur, is that's how life is. Life's gonna have a bunch of obstacles in your way, and sometimes it's gonna start you out in a fucking pit and you gotta dig your way out. Everybody's got their roll of the dice, right? Everybody's got the hand that they were dealt, and you gotta figure out how to play the game. So if you're sitting here bitching about, oh, my local area this, or, you know, I support others but they don't support me, it's because people don't know you well enough to like you enough to support you. Okay? Real talk, that's what it is. So tell your story. Be real. Be authentic. Don't cry and complain. Don't bitch. Because as soon as you fucking complain about something on your social media, people are immediately turned off. They don't want to see that. We get enough negativity in the world, you know? You know, between terrorism, disease, war, politics, infighting, bullshit, you know what I'm saying, religious infighting, whatever. There's so much negativity in the world. Be that positive light, you know? Be that distraction away from all that shit for people. Because if you just get on social media in one way, shape, or form, and all you're doing is complaining, oh, nobody wants to support me. Well, then nobody's going to support you. Now, on the flip side of that, real quick, if you are sitting here saying, yo, like if you're a conscious artist and you're talking about, you know, issues going on in your community, you know, whatever the situation is, you know, you're trying to do a fight for freedom situation, obviously, yeah, you're going to need to highlight things that are negative, try to flip it to a positive, like, hey, look, you know, pressure makes diamonds type of situation, right? Whatever it is, I always say go with the positive, but to each their own. But you gotta tell your story. People gotta like you. They gotta know you. And then in order to start giving you money, they gotta trust you. They gotta know, hey, if I buy this fucking $30 hoodie off this dude, it's actually gonna come. Right? That's what they gotta know. So I'm gonna get the fuck up out of here and enjoy the rest of my morning in nature, because it's 71 degrees for a high today. I think it's only around like 60 something right now, but it's fucking amazing. It's nice. I want to enjoy the rest of it. So, as always, see you on the next episode. Harkos here. Apex Music System, Music Making Sense Podcast. Make sure you like, share, follow, subscribe to everything. And if you need more one-on-one direct help with anything, hit me up. All right? If you're sitting here listening to this video and you're like, yo, Harkos, I wish you 100%, man. I was having a hard time figuring out how to start. Hit me up. I got you. Talk to y'all later.